Tyler, I wanted to ask you, you're up to four sacks on the season. A lot of people wondering where you've come from, your background. Well, let's introduce yourself, I guess, first off.
Well, I'm Tyler Batty. I was class of 17 out of Payson High School here in Payson, Utah. So, yeah, committed, signed that winter 17, and as many of you know, I went on a mission for 2 years to Spain. So came back the last summer of 19. Just been trying to get back in shape and get ready. So that's a little bit about me.
What were your feelings on garnering three sacks Friday night against Louisiana Tech?
Happy, but definitely not content.
Right, Pat Graham, do you want to go?
I sure do. Thank you so much. Hey, Tyler, thanks for taking the time. Hey, Coach mentioned that he's trying to shield you guys from reading your press clippings. He doesn't want you guys to read too much into that. I'm just curious, you guys, lofty ranks, how do you keep from getting too high or too low over this? How do you keep an even keel?
I think the biggest thing for us is just focusing on what we can improve week to week. I know a lot of other coaches, a lot of the players have said it. You know, at the beginning of each week, it's like we're 0-0, and we got to go work and fight for another win. So I think that's one of the biggest factors into just staying motivated.
Thank you.
All right, let's go Jared Lloyd and then Jason Shepherd.
Hey Tyler, it's great seeing you have some success. Coming from Payson, how do you feel like that prepared you? Because you guys went through some tough times. Payson High have been out there, and I know it's been some tough times, but how did that prepare you to be successful at the college level?
I think a lot of it helped me to establish a vision and to be able to maintain a vision for a team. Payson, it was hard sometimes, you know, keep going and keep fighting and keep a vision for the team. But I think it taught me a lot about just working with others and playing as a team and, like I said, establishing goals and plans to improve a team.
Tyler, what do you believe is the reason why this defense is playing so well right now? What are you seeing out there? Why are you guys having the success that you are?
Preparation is really what it comes down to. I think mentally, physically, this team and the players on this team have just prepared and they're hungry and they're ready for it.
How much pride are you guys taking in the fact that you're not spending a ton of time on the field, that you guys are going out there and making quick work of the offense and doing what you guys have been asked to do?
I think that's what really what it comes down to is just doing what we've been asked to do. You know, we're just trying to do our jobs, be efficient, and enjoy the time that we do spend out there on the field.
All right, let's go Mitch Harper and then Sean Walker.
Yeah, Tyler, how valuable was that gray shirt last year to, you know, getting back from the mission from Spain? How valuable was that for you to get back physically? So when you arrived in January, you were kind of getting ready to go to compete this season.
Yeah, for me it was pretty important. 2 years, kind of dedicating your life to something other than, you know, athletics and education definitely takes the, you know, takes its toll a little bit. Wasn't in the greatest shape coming home, but being able to gray shirt and really try to get my body back, I think played a huge role.
Who have been some of the guys that maybe? I mean, let me ask, when did you kind of discover as the edge rusher was going to be your spot in football? Has it been something you've been playing throughout your entire life as a kid? Like, when did you kind of find a role as a niche as an edge rusher?
I think the biggest, I guess, defining time really was just high school. Growing up, definitely was not the fastest kid, especially being my size. So it was definitely something I had to work at, and I'm, you know, still there's people, you know, a lot faster than me out there on that field. So something I'll continue to work at. But I think definitely in high school kind of solidified that you know, something that I enjoyed doing and something that could potentially, you know, hold a future for me. So.
Tyler, I'm really fascinated by gray shirting and just gray shirts in general, kind of the mentality that goes into all of that and that sort of thing. Was it ever tough coming back from your mission to kind of be with the program, but not of the program, and to kind of keep working, keep getting back in shape, realizing that, like, I'm still a year away, so, like, I have time, but I need to really use this time? Was it ever kind of difficult going through that in your head?
Absolutely. You know, there were some funny moments for sure. You know, you're trying to explain to people, hey, you're back from your mission. What are you doing now? Oh, well, I'm up at BYU. I'm training, trying to get back in shape. Oh, so you're on the team. Well, not quite. You know, we'll be there in a year or so when I actually join. You know, I think more funny. In the moment, it was, you know, kind of frustrating to see, you know, everybody out on the field and not be out there with them just because I enjoy it so much. But it definitely was, you know, worth the difficulties, worth the sacrifice. So.
Okay, last question, Jay.
Hey, Tyler, just growing up and even now, which players have you tried to emulate from the defensive rush end position? NFL, college, whatever.
Growing up, really, you know, I don't really have anybody in my family that were huge football fans. It was just something that I started doing as a little kid and just fell in love with from day one. So I really didn't, you know, follow football very closely growing up. In all reality, you know, as I got older, you know, junior high, high school, really started to, you know, notice the good players in the college and in college and in NFL. As J.J. Watt, you know, a couple years ago, he was definitely, you know, a standout, you know, back to back, you know, defensive MVP, great player in the league. He was someone, you know, I looked at and was like, well, you know, I want to play college and, you know, professional. So that's, you know, that's kind of where I have to be. That's, you know, speed, size, you know, numbers wise, that's kind of someone who I tried to emulate. So another person I also would say is Chase Young, you know, from Ohio State. He's done a really good job, especially on the edge. He's a fast dude. So that's also someone that I've kind of watched over the past couple of years.